Voters in Oregon had some measures on the ballot that looked positively Washingtonian. Among them was a measure that would legalize recreational marijuana. That measure passed yesterday. Oregonians now may legally possess, sell, and grow pot in Oregon. Sarah Merck is online editor for Bitch Media, calls itself a feminist response to pop culture. Merck's also a Portland resident. She says similar pot legislation measures, legalization measures, have failed in Oregon in the past, but a couple of things were different this time around.
One is that the campaign was more professional. In the past, recreational marijuana has been on Oregon's ballot a couple times, and it's always felt like a really half-hearted campaign. Personally, as a political reporter, you know, it's been hard to get in touch with people. They haven't had very good talking points. There hasn't been a lot of momentum behind it. And this time they had a professional spokesperson. They had advertising. They got ahead of the issue and were campaigning all the way for the whole last year. It just felt like a much better run campaign than in previous years where it's been kind of lax. I think also a big part of it is that Washington passed a similar measure just recently, and Oregonians, when that passed, I think felt a little like, hey, why didn't we pass that? You know? So I think a lot of Oregonians are looking to Washington and saying, okay, it hasn't been chaos there. It's time for us to pass this, too.
Another measure that lost would have allowed undocumented immigrants to get an Oregon driver's license. What do you think that the loss of Measure 88 means?
This is a big shock to me. I was expecting this to pass easily. It's had a lot of support, and the reason is because it would have made a practical, positive change in the lives of thousands of immigrants who need to drive to work, who need to drive to the grocery store, who need to drive their kids to school, and currently are not able to get a driver's license. So they're driving without a license, they're driving without insurance, and that's not safe for a lot of people. So it's surprising that it failed by so much.
There's still one measure that is too close to call. It's something that a lot of Washingtonians have their eyes on as well. Measure 92 would require GMO foods to be labeled. It's the most expensive ballot fight in Oregon history. I'm curious why it's still so close.
Well, this is something that Oregonians are really divided on. And it's not clear, not even all progressive people are in the state are in favor of this because I think we'd be the first ones doing it in the country, and people are a little bit worried about how it would work. When people were polled last spring about how they would vote on this, about 77% of people said they were in favor of labeling GMO foods in the state. And now, after months of a really fierce and campaign, the most expensive measure campaign in Oregon's history, it split basically 50-50. And you've seen so much money pour into this. The pro side spent about $8.9 million in favor of labeling GMO foods. The no side spent over $20 million. And if you look at the top five campaign contributors to the no side, it's clear that people who use GMO foods are worried about this setting a national precedent. The top five donors to the no on the GMO labeling bill were DuPont, Monsanto, Pepsi, Coke, and Kraft.
We had a similar situation when a GMO labeling measure was defeated last year in Washington State. A similar vote in Colorado was soundly defeated yesterday. Do you have any idea where supporters of GMO labeling go next if this Measure 92 actually does go down to defeat?
You know, I'm really not sure if this labeling law has been up for debate in California, in Washington, in Oregon. These are places where if it's going to pass anywhere in the country, it's going to pass here. Mm-hmm. And especially Oregon is a good testing ground for these kinds of laws because it's a smaller population and it's easier to test those things here. But if these don't pass here, I think the sort of anti-GMO side will really need to rethink their strategy. Maybe instead of focusing on labeling, focus on something that's farther down the production chain, like regulating how farmers can use GMO foods, or that kind of approach, rather than focusing on labeling if it's something that voters reject.
I'm talking to Sarah Merck in Oregon. She's the online editor for Bitch Media. We had fairly low voter turnout in Washington. What was it like in Oregon?
In Oregon, it was actually, we don't have the final numbers in yet, but it looks like it was a relatively high turnout for the state. That lots of people came out, I think, for marijuana and for the GMO bill, got people out to vote who typically might avoid a midterm election.
Sarah Merck, online editor for Bitch Media, a feminist response to pop culture. You're with The Record. I'm Marcy Silman.